the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Okay, so here's the deal. I know I said I was going to try to pass by on the sermon, and that was all good and great right up until about 10 o'clock last night, and I couldn't take it anymore. So a couple quick words. I want you to take this out and have it in front of you. I also need you, above all, to understand that I am not condemning or showing hatred or anything of that nature to anyone about any decision they may have made in the past, may make in the future, or support they may give. But if you've been paying attention to the news, you know what's been going on this week. Started earlier in the week about the extremely late-term abortions, right up to 40 weeks. To me, this is an issue. I was watching Judge Jeanine Pirro the other night, and she was talking about this, and it's actually disgusted her. But she made a very poignant comment. She hasn't seen anything by any of the churches. She thought it appropriate that people that attend church should go to church on Sunday morning and pay attention to what whoever is delivering the sermon says. So I want to give you some of my thoughts on this. And bear in mind, they are my thoughts. And there are definitely discussions about abortion that need to be had. The National Church, the Episcopal Church, actually condones and supports abortion. Now, that was before these new laws have come out, which started, of course, in New York, were struck down in Virginia. But as of this morning, there are now 9 states that actually have a variation of this law on the books for late-term abortion, which is 40 weeks. This is an issue. The reason that I want you to take this out, and the reason that I was so convicted, even after listening to Judge Pirro the other night, comes from our first reading tonight, or today, actually. And it is literally the first part. Now, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." There are some core beliefs that fly in direct opposition to this law in the Christian faith. Simply, number one, it is this: all human beings are made in the image of God. All human beings are made in the image of God. We pass over that oftentimes. We don't understand the magnitude of that. We say it casually. We use it at times of racism, rightly so. We use it at times of opposition to same-sex couples, rightly so. Why do we ignore it for the unborn? Why? I have no answer for that. I don't know why you would. Now, understand, I am not debating. There are not medical emergencies that necessitate the act of abortion. And that is a choice that people must make. But when you destroy children, you're wrong. There's no other way to say it.
There's no other way to say it. If we truly believe as Christians that all people are made in the image of God, then we must live that way. We must act that way. We must understand what that phrase means.
This, for many people in our country at this time, would be an uncomfortable sermon to hear. In many cases, it could get me kicked out of the Episcopal Church. Definitely makes me a pariah on society. What about women's choice?
Again, all people are made in the image of God.
Who here has children? Grandchildren? Mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters. Are they important to you? Do they matter? Can you imagine your life without one of them? That is God's statement to everyone on this planet. I knew you before I knit you in your mother's womb. That is an incredible, overwhelming statement. And again, I am not condemning anyone that thinks differently than I do. I am asking that you contemplate what "I knew you before I knit you in your mother's womb" means. I ask you to consider what it is to be made in the image of God. And I ask you to bear that in mind when questions like these come up. I find it incredible that we've actually come to this point, in all honesty. I find it almost unbearable. And I understand that that is my personal view. But that view comes from all people, everyone, known and unknown, born and unborn, is made in the image of God. Is someone of value, of worth. Someone that deserves to be protected and cared for. To be watched over and concerned about. To actually make this point, Representative Tran, who is one of the ones that actually acknowledged, you've probably seen it on the news, that says our bill basically has no limitations for what represents the health or best interest of a mother. In other words, if you're 40 weeks pregnant and your back hurts, you can get an abortion. If you're 40 weeks pregnant and you don't want to be fat, you can get an abortion that actually deals with mental health. The same woman who actually supported this bill put forth another bill the same day. Most people don't realize what it is. The bill that she put forth the same day was basically to save a silkworm caterpillar. Let that sink in a minute. Wanted to add protections to the life of a silkworm caterpillar. The
that limited the use of pesticides, limited the use of eradication of a pest moth. Save the caterpillar, kill the child. All people are made in the image of God. All creation is valued and valuable. I don't know what else to tell you. But I want you to take these readings home. I want you to study them. I want you to read, mark, and inwardly digest them. I want you to remember that you are worth something. That you were known before you were knit in your mother's womb. I want you to hug your kids and your grandkids. I want you to enjoy nature. And I want you, above all, to have a good life. Amen.